On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, renewable resources will continue to be of great importance in the near future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Wolzik, Professor of Mechanical Engineering, discusses one.
Advanced composites, consisting of fiber reinforcements such as carbon or glass, encapsulated by a polymer resin matrix, are wonderful engineering materials. They are incredibly strong and lightweight, making them very useful in many industries from construction materials and automotive parts to rockets, boats, and sporting goods. They're also expensive, bad for the environment, and difficult to get rid of. In support of a renewable resource economy, my research team at Rensselaer investigates more sustainable composite materials derived from nature, and most importantly, how best to process them. We use bast fiber plants such as flax and the recently legalized industrial hemp for reinforcement, and plant-derived biopolymers as the matrix to make biocomposites that are direct replacements for popular glass fiber composites. One specific product we are examining closely is the possibility of replacing steel or glass fiber composite rebar with a hemp or flax thermoplastic composite in certain construction applications. But the challenge with using current technologies to harvest and process the plant stalks is that they severely damage the fiber, which limits its usefulness in such high-performance applications. We have invented a new method and machine called a peeling decorticator to automatically and rapidly separate fibers located in the outer bark of a plant stalk from the inner woody part without damaging the fiber. The team is also working on automatic and continuous methods to partially or fully remove natural glues surrounding the fibers so that they bond well to biopolymer. Both technological advances result in stronger composite materials with less variation in mechanical properties.
That was Daniel Wolzik of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.